Blog Talk Radio.
I just keep that tail low up there.
What?
Tail low up there. Sit down. Yeah, you should. You got pastry. Pastry. Does she like pastry, Rosemary?
What?
Rosemary like pastry?
She has it at home. She buys
the
stuff at
home. Okay. She like what I like. I want, not Napoleon. Napoleon. Does she like Napoleon?
Yeah, I like Napoleon.
She likes it too? Rosemary?
I don't know. I suppose so. I don't know if
he does it at home. Me and the boogie. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had people, they hadn't been with them all, to find out this one. what if she suffered a stroke? They, you know, whether it was a stroke that causes the blindness, or whether it's vascular. And the preliminary MRI results showed that they were the nurse did say you have to wait until the morning because
hoping you're having a wonderful time. And now, Miami Sound Machine. Yeah, I told him you would.
I don't like them. I don't know if I said my next week, Friday, I can tell them I have a candle for my and so on. Taking out several conversations and I said to the rest of the team that they were in. But, you know, the people that I was just for this and this and this and but they never give it enough content on the side effects.
Oh.
With contrast and without, and she's allergic to shellfish, so she really couldn't have the contrast, so they had to give her the medication to go against the, you know, side effects. Yeah. So, like, you know, between doing it 30-40 minutes one way and another 30-40 minutes the other way, that's how long the MRI was taking, and low as I say, I couldn't get a phone call away because the phone just reads SOS. Yeah, so then I had to walk down a long hall, walk down a little, then down another long hallway, and I found a machine that had, you know, chips and drinks in it. She gave me money to tell me, you know, once she goes in there, first wait until she goes in there, and then once she goes in and I know she's under or whatever, then, you know, go get something to eat. So she gave me like $20 or $30 to go get something. But I didn't want to leave the building because she didn't realize she was already going to leave the farm. So the cafeteria upstairs is closed. It's over there tomorrow. And I know where to go to get something, but I didn't want to walk on that street as, you know, if the line is not nice.
Thank you.
home and have your people take care of this person. She's very important to the Mount Sinai organization. So, like, we're in the emergency area. They gave her own private room in the emergency area. She never had a primary. She's never been sick. She never had a primary doctor. She said she got away with it, but then Patel kept telling her, you know, you have to get a doctor. This is, you know. And actually, he's the one who sent her down here. And then when he told me to call him, and I called him and with her phone, and I called him and I told him that they want to get an ambulance to get her over. First they were saying Mount Sinai, that Israel, but then they changed their mind and said the other Mount Sinai. And so he was saying, tell her she has to listen to what they're saying. You know, she's usually very strong and usually, you know, telling people they got to do this, that, and that. Now she has to listen and don't fight it. Because she has to fight this. She can't let herself go blind or whatever. And he was going to keep on checking, you know, what they had to say, because they'll give him the information and all. And he can go on the computer anyway and get it. And, but he says, make sure if they want an MRI, you do an MRI. Whatever they want, you do. Follow their instructions. So it's a problem. But when they gave her something to, you know, to a mild sedative, it was supposed to be something light, not so strong. She never takes medication because she's never sick. She fell asleep right away. And it wasn't even a full dose. It wasn't even a half a dose. She went to sleep. They had to nudge her a little to get her up out of the chair so they could get her in the wheelchair to get her over by the other room and then put her on the stretcher thing.
What happened? You hung up? You hung up. Yeah, your talk was pretty good. I took a long shit last night. And Charlie ate it. Thank you. Very creepy. Alan Sheetway.
Thank you. left behind the dreams of months she's gone, she's out. There was nothing left but sawdust and some glitter. But the baby came to roll, you see. She had a promise that was made.
Yeah, when did it be on 1 and 2 o'clock, they say?
They said between 9:45 and 1:45, so they got less than an hour to come here.
Yeah, does this mean you pick up the phone and say, where are they?
Well, I'm calling up to find out, where are they?
Oh.
If they're still coming, because last 2 times nobody called and the guy was out sick. So I want to make sure he's actually coming. It's JPS therapy today.
Your call is important to us. Callers ahead of you, and the longest wait time is currently 18 minutes. Please hold, and a representative will answer your call as soon as possible. All of our agents are still busy. We realize your time is valuable, so if you would like to receive a callback without
waiting
to place in line, press 1. The next available agent will return your call as soon as possible. If not, please remain on the line to wait for the next available agent.
You think maybe you're going to sing us a song or something?
We know we
No, you saw what I saw. Our soul.
Everyone, it's Kayla on behalf of Grammarly to tell you all about the free version of the best communication system in the world. If you want to understand why Grammarly's free offering is so beloved, let's look under the hood and see how it works. million have chosen to go beyond their default grammar checkers and use grammar tape. My cousin Izzy, a graphic designer, is one of them. Let's look as she's about to send a follow-up email to a client.
Two calls.
How quick and reliable.
How many calls?
Suggestions like this mispronounced and underline, which helps her avoid using effect with an E and instead suggest affect with an A. Another reason Izzy signed up for Grammarly is its concise suggestions, something she wasn't getting from default grammar checkers. Grammarly notices wordiness and helps her rewrite this hard-to-read sentence with one.
Yes, I have an appointment for the repairman to come out today, and it's supposed to be between 9:45 and 1:45, so he has like 45 minutes left. I just want to make sure he's definitely coming today because two other times before this, I never got a call that the appointment was canceled. So I just want to make sure that he's there and he is coming in today. Is coming today. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Bye.
What happened?
He said he has to be at 1:45. Hello. Hello. You're calling me from where? Yes, I'm sorry.
How's that?
Frankie.
So we've got a fix on the refrigerator. We've got a fix on the refrigerator.
You've got to put the part on the ice machine to find out about the cracking side being
freezing. Well, cracking and freezing?
Yeah, on the wall, the freezer,
cracked
on the floor.
I'm just going to make it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Where's your mother? Thank you. Los Angeles. Sorry. Somebody I told you said earlier, you died.
So for the past 3 weeks, I've been sleeping in this super advanced bed that's been tracking my sleep in the background. Let me show you what I'm talking about. I look awful. I look like awful. I'm the same person. 77. Today, I feel good. I actually feel like I got this sleep. Holy smokes, what a good night's sleep. Unlock your potential with individualized sleep. Visit sleepnumber.com to learn.
Alright, kidding me, I know. Dr. Holloway.
So you need my phone to call?
Yes, I can't use mine.
You see, don't try hiding anything.
No.
Yeah, I know, but why does the doctor say you can't use yours?
You're in it, huh?
No reason. I didn't see you didn't bring it up. All right.
Now we're getting paid to try to settle in.
When help seems out of your hands, it's time to take it down. It's time to raise voices, raise expectations for better access, better
But do you call that have the number here? That's three call. Let me see it, Mark. See ya.
Hey, JJ.
Why? Because we have a far less increasing vast sums of money, and there's no end in sight. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is a warning for all Americans. The people in power can dilute the value of your 401k or IRA at the push of a button. If it's going to lose this, there is one strategy that can protect your retirement savings from dollar devaluation and inflation and all other types of economic uncertainty. I'm talking about gold-based IRAs.
Dr. Howard, how you doing? I'm going to call you. So, well, I'm doing fine. You said I can call you, so I'm on my mode line right now. Hi, so I can get a ring. Okay.
Bye. And getting their info is for the one hardest financial moves you've ever made. Why? Because it explains in detail how to protect your financial future using physical gold, just like people have done for over 5,000 years. And again, this information is free. There's no strings attached or obligation. So click the link below to receive.
Hi, Yogi.
Whether I find a place in this world or never be one, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be? What else can I be?
Yeah. Thank you. fuerte grito de los tambores y los timbales al cumbayá. Que ese pregón que canto en el mano, que mi tierra vive de mano, que recuerdo me hace llorar. Una canción que vive sonando, que su dolor de su propio llanto, y se la escucha verás. La tierra te duele, la tierra te da, en medio de la alba, cuando tú no estás. La tierra te empuja, de raíz y cal, la tierra suspira, su hijo de alma. La tierra donde naciste, no la puedes olvidar, porque tiene tus raíces y lo debes acabar. La tierra que duele, la tierra que da, en medio del alma, cuando tú no estás. Siguen los pregones, la melancolía, y cada noche junto a la luna sigo aquí, sonando el sol.
I was thinking about having that pocket, that pocket. Who did this? Who did that?
What?
That, who does that belong to?
I think
so. Is it any good still? So I got the time to eat that now. People look for my pern. Oh.
Well, going into my song of the week, which was a poem from today.
That
was a credit and a treasure to me to my mother.
Do a credit? Thank you. How much is it? Don't you have insurance on this refrigerator?
What?
Do you have insurance?
Huh?
You have insurance for this refrigerator? Brakes?
I'll probably get one that looks the same. Not the same size. I want with the water and the freezer and all of that.
Yeah, so don't you have an insurance policy? Oh, yeah, buy it. Yeah, warranty. You got a warranty, right?
Yes.
So, how long?
Well, Oh, you see, this one for how long? Since I bought it. The manufacturer's warranty also.
Oh, and you got
to go. I came out to do the freezer, but it's cracked all the way through, going all around. That's why he took the inside out, because you can see on the inside, it's cracked all the way around.
Yeah. It's a Gigi. All right,
What did Dr. Holloway say? You got an appointment?
No, he didn't pick up the phone.
Hmm?
He didn't pick up.
You
want to get the
appointment?
You want to have an appointment. No, I have an appointment. It's 21st and shit. And we should figure out what we're going to get for the social worker that's going on paternity leave.
And when is she going?
21st, I think. Obviously, I'll look. It'll be a while. Let me see. Breathing on me.
Thank you.
All right, Adele. Wow. Call a friend. All right.
Paddle. I'll give you your paddle.
No, I don't know. Louis Armstrong. Here we go.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. The bright, blessed day, the dark, late night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Nice one. I had a little more on my back. I can't wait for you to get back. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna have to go.
Taking a path of light.
Boys.
Thank you.
You do matter. What do you do?
He's not gonna be bothering you. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There's some more. Donna Sam. God bless me. Great one. I'm going to show it.
And Brennan. Brennan.
Thank you.